Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Welcome to Beginning a Wedding Officiant Practice in Your Community. This course is designed for Christian Leaders Alliance ordained wedding officiants who want to move from training into real local ministry. You may have completed, or you may be completing, the Christian Leaders Institute Wedding Officiant Skills course. That foundation course helps prepare you to meet with the bride and groom, plan the ceremony, conduct the rehearsal, prepare the wedding message, perform the ceremony, and understand your responsibility as a Christian wedding officiant. This course builds on that foundation. The foundation course answers the question, how do I become prepared and ordained to officiate weddings? This course answers a different question. How do I build a faithful, visible, organized, accountable Christian wedding officiant practice in my community? That difference matters. Many people receive training and ordination, but they still feel unsure about what comes next. They may wonder how to receive wedding requests, how to explain their ministry, how to serve couples with clarity, how to follow up after the wedding, how to connect with churches or venues, and how to remain accountable while serving independently. This course helps you build that structure. A wedding officiant practice is more than being available to perform ceremonies. It is a local ministry expression. It involves prayer, preparation, communication, documentation, wisdom, boundaries, legal awareness, and public trust. You are not just preparing for a wedding day. You are serving the bride and groom as embodied souls before God. They bring their stories, hopes, families, fears, expectations, and questions into the wedding process. A faithful officiant sees the whole person, not just the ceremony schedule. This course will help you think about three possible pathways. First, you may serve independently under Christian Leaders Alliance ordination. This means you can begin a wedding officiant practice even if you are not hosted by a local church or soul center. Second, you may connect your wedding officiant practice to a local church. A church can provide encouragement, oversight, referrals, prayer support, and a stronger witness to biblical marriage. Third, you may connect or expand your practice through a soul center. A soul center can become a local ministry hub for marriage growth, prayer, covenant witness, and ongoing Christian formation. Local church and soul center connections are valuable, but in this course model, the key requirement is Christian Leaders Alliance ordination. Church or soul center connection is encouraged where possible, but not required. You will also learn how wedding officiant ministry can become a doorway into deeper marriage formation. Couples may need more than a ceremony. They may need biblical encouragement, marriage growth resources, remarriage discernment, referral-aware pastoral guidance, or a course such as Christian Marriage Growth. By the end of this course, you will not simply think, I am ordained to officiate weddings. You will be able to say, I am building a faithful Christian wedding officiant practice with clarity, accountability, wisdom, and local ministry purpose. That is the journey ahead.